Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear night across most of Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem remains cool. In Haifa, the skies are calm, offering a serene night. Here are today's headlines. First, a dilemma brews in Lebanon as Israel considers whether to resume fighting on multiple fronts. This follows concerns over Hezbollah's activities. That's according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen has issued a warning about Iran. He claims Iran will continue its deceptive practices despite any agreements. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, former U.S. President Trump is defending his stance on Iran. He insists any nuclear deal will surpass Obama's, despite criticism. Axios reported this earlier today. Separately, an Iranian national faces extradition to the U.S. from Panama. Reza Dindar is accused of evading U.S. sanctions. This news comes from JNS, reported 3 hours ago. And finally, tensions rise as Israel's new yellow line in southern Lebanon sparks debate. Fada Jassam highlighted this concern on social media just minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joyce Karam, a journalist, shared an update minutes ago. She noted Pakistan's confidence in Iran and mentioned Trump's ongoing blockade. Meanwhile, Fada Jassam, a Middle East correspondent, wrote about Israel's yellow line increasing tensions in Lebanon. Lastly, Israel War Room, a conflict monitoring account, posted that the Ritz-Carlton Hotel previously hosted both Hamas and Iranian delegations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. As reported by Ynet, Israel is weighing its options on whether to escalate military actions. The Trump-imposed ceasefire has left the Israeli public divided. While some call for a decisive strike, the IDF remains cautious. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to Iran's persistent threat, according to the Jerusalem Post, Yossi Cohen believes Iran's ambitions are unchanged. Despite any diplomatic efforts, Cohen warns that Iran's deceptive actions will persist. This highlights ongoing tensions and the challenge of securing a lasting peace. Meanwhile, in the U.S., former President Trump remains defiant. Axios reports that Trump argues his approach to Iran will be significantly stronger than previous administrations. He faces criticism but remains committed to his strategy. This stance could influence future U.S. foreign policy and its dynamics with Iran. Separately, the extradition of Reza Dindar is underway. JNS details that Dindar allegedly used a Chinese front company to bypass U.S. sanctions. This case underscores the complexities of international trade laws and their enforcement. The outcome may affect U.S.-Iran relations and international diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Michal Mor, co-founder and CEO of Smart Shooter, emphasized the importance of hands-on experience in early business stages. This insight comes from a Growth Plus project discussion shared by CTEC. Israel's F-35 fighter jets have shown impressive performance in recent operations in Iran. Globes highlighted Israel's unique use of these advanced aircraft in large-scale activities. And finally, the budget for northern rehabilitation in Israel remains stalled. Walla Business reports that a promised 4.9 billion shekels will not be allocated by Independence Day. This delay raises concerns about the region's development plans. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.